And good morning, sports fans, and welcome to the center of the sports universe, Coach's Corner, for the Coach NEAD on the call sports every Saturday morning on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And we didn't plan this. We just did it.
Great minds think alike. Here we are Saturday morning. Nice, a little bit cool this morning. We have
a little bit cooler.
Cool days, but most of it bounced back in the 80s. It's been a beautiful week over there at RBC Heritage as well. Stuart Sink, veteran. 8 under both days, so he's fired up over there at RBC Heritage. But we're Center Sports Universe live here at Coach's Corner. A lot going on. Sports weekend, baseball is off and going. The Bravos picked up another win yesterday, but man, back in the bullpen has been a little bit suspect there for us, Carl.
Oh, you know what? You know, whatever it is, it's still early. As my good friend, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson would say, we got 162 to play all year long, so it's still early. And he keeps on telling me, Coach, I'm not making any predictions till after 40 games. So, you know, we'll see what happens after 40 games. It's still early, but the brave fans are always nervous. But anyway, great lineup. We got a great show. Of course, you got us too, and we did not plan this.
Didn't plan it.
Just walked
in. Hey, but thank the Herb Brothers.
We're representing.
19th hole, guys. We appreciate you.
Enjoy. Gotta love
that.
The sleeve.
Oh, that's
on the other sleeve. The other sleeve. See, you, right over our shoulder.
That's
right,
what people think. You know?
Right over our shoulder, yeah. Yes. So we got a great show. We're going to kick it off at 9. Well, we're going to kick it off right now with local news and local sports. Who made what? Who did what? Who hit a hole in one? Who didn't? Nobody hit a hole in one. But every Saturday morning I get up, I hit a hole in one. So we're going to get into Savannah State football at 9:15. Their schedule. We're going to get the breakdown. We're going to sit down, talk X's and O's with the head man himself, the Tiger Man, okay, the head Tiger from Savannah State University football, Sean Quinn. 9:30, athlete of the week. You don't hear much about lacrosse, but we got a lacrosse player, Cal Bowers from Benedictine Military School. There's something about Cal and what he's doing this year. He got selected to wear the number 10, Ricky McAllister. We'll get into that, what all that means. But we got Cal Bowers from Benedictine Lacrosse. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the prettiest little stadium in Statesboro. We're going to bring on the voice of the stadium at Georgia Southern, Robbie Ross, to talk about next week. One week away from the blue-white game. Hey, what's up in Athens today?
G-Day game. Bama game. A lot of SEC games are this week. So, hey, man, people are starting to feel a little bit normal.
Going back to normal.
They're starting to make plans for the fall as well.
All right, we got to get out of here by 9:12, so we got 9 minutes to tell you all the news that's going on here in this area. 3 steps in the door. That's right. We take 3 steps in the door. We go high school, college, and pro. Kick it off with high school rankings. Step one in the door. Go ahead there, buddy.
Hey, so sorry, baseball rankings here. Benedictine, all right, they are number 2. They are 20-4 overall, 5-0 in the region. All right, Savannah Christian and Class A private, number 5 overall. They are hot as can be. They're on a big win streak as well. They're 22-6 overall, 7-1 in region. They have the number 1 seed there. Lacrosse, BC Boys, all right, number 9, all right, in the state. They're 9-3-4-0 in their area. They got Richmond Hill for the region championship coming up this week. All right, and girls soccer, St. Vincent Academy continues to roll. They had another 2 wins this week. They're number 8 in the Class A private poll. Undefeated. I know how you're saying, hey, how they're just number 8 in Class A private poll. Listen, we talk about rankings are nice, hey, but they'll get to show it on the field here in the state playoff start this week. And they'll get to go on a big run. Hey, they knock off schools from Atlanta, which they can. Might get to be back here in Savannah for state championship.
And we might host it.
Yeah, Savannah Country Day boys come in. They crack the top 10 this week at number 10. Tennis, region champions, 4A. Islands is on a roll. The Sharks are swimming. Okay, they won the region boys and girls tennis. Savannah Arts Academy. All right, their girls won region tennis. And in Class A private local, Savannah Christian girls won and Savannah Country boys won as well.
So, I mean, there's just so much going on. And, you know.
Shark Fest this week, man.
Shark Fest this week. All right. So, you got all that down? I'll try and get up on the prep sports report.
I didn't talk. Well, you will get soccer. Go ahead. You know you get soccer.
You talked scores already?
No, I haven't.
All right, so we'll get – oh, what do you mean? You want to tell soccer rankings?
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to tell you.
All right, I got to be honest with you.
We're on Shark Fest. That's me. We're on Shark Fest.
I'm on the other computer trying to make sure all the technical stuff's
working.
We're
on Shark Fest. So let's go ahead and
Lawrence Barris, we need you to turn the light on.
Hey, I'll go ahead and tell you, since we're on Island Shark thing from there, hey, boys last night, Islands once again. Shark Infested Waters over there. BC comes over there. Big win for Islands. Takes the Boys Region Championship over BC 3-1 last night. Now you can get into the scoreboard for baseball.
All right. Let's go. Last night's scores. Habersham School beats John Paul. They clinched the Gaps Region title. They beat John Paul second, 11-6. Richmond Hill all over Statesboro, 11-1. Pinewood Christian out there on the marsh beat St. Andrews 14-0. Bryan County. They're coming
quietly,
up. Quietly doing well. They beat Portal 5-3. South Effingham all over Effingham 9-1. And the doubleheader for the championship goes to the Savannah Christian. They take the first game 6-0. They take the second game 11-1 over Country Day. Savannah Christian baseball, they're hot. I think what's now, 15 or 16 in a row?
I think 15 in a row. Yeah.
15 in a row, so they're hot. All right, soccer, okay? He told you about Islands, 3-1. Boys win the region championship. Savannah Country Day and Calvary, I feel bad for this guy. He is the girls and boys soccer. Penalty kicks, 5-4. Okay, they lose the region title to Country Day.
Had two chances to win it. Had they we stopped their first one. We hit four in a row. Had a chance to win it in the fifth and sixth. And just getting it done. But big credit to Savannah Country Day last night. They'll be the one seed. We'll be the two seed.
I can't get Richmond Hill and Statesboro to score. So
yeah, don't do that either.
Go to the ladies. St. Vincent's, 10-0-1.
Yeah, they're rolling. Okay. They are rolling. They're the region champs in Class A private right there.
They beat Aquinas 6-1. All right. Calvary Day girls beat Savannah Country Days 1-0. I don't know how you've been doing both these teams for so long. It's simply amazing. I know you got good people. Sierra. Yeah,
great people.
Who helps you with the boys?
Vince Whelan, Mike Carswell, David Kicklier. They help with both teams. They're my staff on both.
All right. Golf, city championship, high school city championship is back. Bacon Park, Ganan and Elgrim want to bring this back Tuesday, okay? It's the high school city championship. Starts at 2:30. The boys will play 18 holes. The girls will come on at 3 o'clock and play 9 holes. And you can still sign up. Just get the information at Bacon Park. We didn't have the Savannah High School City Championship last year. The year before it was BC and St. Vincent's. And we got a lot of good young golfers. So
yeah,
it's going to be pretty
big shout out to Cam Turner for getting that organized for the city championship. On Monday, there's a huge one as well. BC Invitational out at the golf club.
So everybody's getting ready for this tournament, okay? All right, so games today, I didn't print them out. There's a bunch of baseball games today. Habersham's taking on Islands. I think Benedictine's going up to Bishop England. Yep. And there's one more I'm missing. Savannah Christian is taking on somebody. Okay, I'll find it out. I didn't type it in. But step two, let's go to the college scene. Go right ahead. That's a big one right here, buddy.
That is. USCB announced going D2 and in the Peace Belt. That is huge, guys. The Peace Belt is one of the best athletic conferences in the country. I played in the Peace Belt at UNC Pembroke, played soccer there. University of North Florida came through there before they turned D1. JU came through there before they turned D1. Kansas State came through the Peace Belt before they turned D1. That is a massive jump for USCB to get into the Peace Belt and play. That's going to be fantastic for all sports, especially recruiting-wise. As that campus continues to grow, who doesn't want to come to South Carolina and Hilton Head area? So it's a play
so
sport.
No so longer NAIA.
No, that's big for them.
And let me go back to the games today. I do apologize. Savannah Christian is off. Bleckley County comes to take on South Effingham, who's won like 14 or 15 in a row or something like that. So, okay. So, once again, Bleckley County, South Effingham, 1 o'clock. Benedictine goes up to Bishop England, 1 o'clock. And Habersham School goes over to Islands to the, I call it the Cove, okay, at 2 o'clock. Also over at the Cove on the other side, the Savannah Chatham County Public Schools Island Stadium. Okay, we got the big track meet going on there. All the public schools are there. Okay, so let's go back to colleges. Hey, Savannah State baseball, 13-5. They swept Salem Collins last weekend. They will not play until the historic Black College University World Series in Montgomery, Alabama on May 28th.
That's big for them. All right, so once again, a big thing for Savannah State. They're playing the HBCU World Series in Montgomery. Hey, they're 13-5, doing really well. Softball last week, 9-4 swept Clark Land, 2 games left in April. So softball is doing well. But there's Savannah State. They got it going on.
All right, and we'll talk about the Tiger football schedule in about 10 minutes with the head man himself, Sean Quinn, coming on to break down the teams that they'll be playing. All right, so Georgia Southern football, one more week. Okay, the blue and white game out at the prettiest little stadium in the United States, Paulson Stadium, coined by Irk Russell. We'll have the voice of the Paulson Stadium, Robbie Ross, on here at 9:45, telling us about what's going to happen next week. But today up in Athens, everybody's excited. It's the Georgia G game. And this is going to be good for us because Demetrius Robinson, their receiving core, is really hurt.
Yeah.
So here's his chance to step up. I mean, he goes out to California, Berkeley, and is all world.
Oh, yeah.
And then comes back here, and he hasn't done – I don't know if he's gotten a chance.
Well, he has.
He has had big plays. Part of
it, you know, they talk about the biggest thing for Kirby Smart being a receiver at Georgia is you got to block.
Right.
You know, he's a super skilled guy, super fast. But he's getting more and more opportunities. It's a great opportunity for him as well. And you got a solidified position at quarterback right now as well with JT Daniels going in as number one. And so I think that cohesion of having a quarterback that's been in the system now for a year and not kind of what they went through in last year. So, hey, that is today. Be on the SEC Network.
SEC Plus Network.
Yeah, sorry,
let us say that again because of who's on SEC Network? Alabama.
Well, so, you're the number one team in the country.
So,
all
right, step three. We're on a roll here. We got 2 minutes to go. Let's go to pro sports, the professional sports. The Braves, after going 0-4, they've gone 6-10 the last 10 games, and the Brave fans are still worried, okay? They've won two in a row. I know. They win. They lose four. They win four. They lose two. They win two. Whatever. But you know what? They beat the Cubbies. Sorry, Kyle, lost in the Baseball Fanatic. They beat the Cubbies 5-2 yesterday. Almost blew it in the last inning. But Kyle Wright hits four batters, but they still win. And, you know, Wright was recalled from the club's alternate site to replace Drew Smyly, who was scratched and placed on a 10-day injured list.
Yep.
So is Max Fried. So we got a lot of injuries going on. Yep. So today, 220 out there in Chicago. It's one of the places I got
to
get to.
Got to get to.
I've been to Fenway.
Got to get to Chicago.
Okay. So quickly, pro football, pro basketball on the back.
All right, pro basketball on the back.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Hawks because you know what?
Hawks are hot.
They're in first place in the Southeastern Conference. They're fourth in the Eastern.
30-26. All right, first in the Southeast Division, game and a half lead. Won 7 out of the last 10. Thursday night versus Milwaukee, he lost, but that's okay. Next game, home versus Indiana tomorrow at 1. Only 11 games left in
regular
season.
Only 11 games left in regular season.
Hard to believe.
All right, pro football. We don't know what the Falcons are going to do. We got so many rumors. You got Matty Ryan. Who's going to take a quarterback? All that stuff. Who cares? But they did sign one of the best wide receivers and punt returners in the NFL in Cordell Patterson, okay, on Thursday. He's a four-time Pro Bowler, considered one of the most dynamic punt returners, kick returners in the game. It's going to add a lot.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, he's a big body, great hands, can catch, can – I mean, absolutely. You know, I wish they would do something with kickoffs and kind of put that back in the mix.
Right.
You know, but
– no, they, you know, they say too many injuries happen on kickoffs, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you take the pro golf. Talk about our little boy, Brian – not a little boy, our older boy.
Listen, Harmon did a great
Brian
job.
Brian Harmon at Savannah Christian. Go ahead.
Did a great job in the Masters, tied for 12th, which means he gets an invite back to next year's Masters as well, so he doesn't have to win a tournament to get in or be on the main list. It's a great job for him there. RBC Harry's made the cut, 5-under, tied for 19, 11 strokes back. Stuart Sink is
on fire,
8-under both days. It's not, of course, you got to get a bummer on it.
Nope.
Well, you're just a shot maker, shake shots, and Stuart Sink.
He's already won it twice, though, Steve.
Yeah, he's won it. So
he knows the course.
He's got a lot of play.
And he's your age, so that's going to make you feel good that the old guys can play golf.
My age.
How old are you?
45.
Okay. Well, he's 46. Okay.
Back to local news.
Go ahead. Sorry, Gene Sowers is back on the course.
Yeah, Gene Sowers back on the course. Tied for 36 under, 3 strokes back. Playing in Naples. God, man, they play a great.
The Chubb Classic. So he could be the young guy. I could be the Chubb Classic.
Yeah,
right?
Gene Sowers guy.
So
bananas. Tell us about the bananas.
Okay, March 27th, we kick off the Coastal Plain League against the Macon Bacon semi-pro football. I noticed Savannah Falcons went up to. Went down to Florida last week. I don't have results. They're going out to Ella Belle, Georgia, Hendricks Park. Nice park, beautiful park. They're taking on the Savannah, Georgia Raiders, who usually plays at Memorial Stadium, but I don't know why they're not playing there this week. So, once again, we have a semi-pro football. Savannah Falcons, we got the Savannah, Georgia Raiders, we got the Effingham Outlaws. We got a lot of semi-pro teams going on here, so we got to look into that a little more.
We do.
Okay. Savannah Sports Council, that's your bag.
So we just had our meeting this week, NIA Lacrosse Championships back here in Savannah, May 5th through 8th. That'll be men's and women's lacrosse. All right, and the GHA Soccer will host here as well. Thursday 13th, Friday the 14th, we'll have two classifications there. And then baseball will be back at Grayson, so super excited about that. And then there's you.
The Savannah Gaelic Athletic Association. Caleb Hawkerell has been a big supporter of our show. At BC today, 11 o'clock, go check out Gaelic football and Gaelic hurling. And they got a team coming from out of town. Oh, and don't forget, you could go up to – well, no, there's limited seating, but Tormenta kicking off today.
Yeah.
Okay. Big game. They're going to be against a Florida team. So I know everybody's talking about it. It's going to be on MeTV, which I don't know what I think that's WJCL. Check it out. Yep. Tormenta. And there's a lot of local kids on that team.
Yeah.
So I know one of our kids, he's a senior, Britton, what's Britton's last name? Gottlieb.
Yep.
Britton, he's going to be dressing out tonight. I don't know if he's going to play, but is Tristan DeLoach still there?
I think so, but he's playing for Clemson.
Okay, and there's somebody else that was up there too. All right, we'll get their names for you. All right, and don't forget the 5th annual Coaches for Curing Cancer 5K, 10K run has been posted. It's June 12th at the How to Run running store out at 95 and 204. Come support my run. It's put on by the Carl DeMasi Sports Board. It's to help raise money for childhood cancer. Everything donated. I don't get anything out of this. I pay the bills because there's a cost. And then we're going to give it to two charities, okay? Chris Coakley, another guy we've had on
great
it.
Great job.
The Chris Coakley Foundation donates it to adult cancer. The Coaches for Curing Cancer adults it donate it to childhood cancer. So we're in conjunction with Chris Coakley. Gotta love Chris Coakley. Okay, we have a 5K run. All right, next up, gotta love it. We're going to talk to the head tiger himself. He's going to break down the 2021 Savannah State football schedule. We got some great teams on there. Valdosta State. Why would you want to kick it off with Valdosta State?
Man, that is going to be an unbelievable, unbelievable game. He's got a great schedule.
I mean, so we're going to break it down with Sean Quinn, the head coach.
Head tiger.
Head tiger. The Tiger Man. I wonder if he can go on the Tiger Show. You think he would play with the Tigers?
The Tiger Tamer?
The Tiger Tamer. There you go, the Tiger Tamer. That's what we're going to coin him, okay? He'll be up next in 3 minutes. You're watching the Coach and AD on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, live from the center of the sports universe, Coach's Corner. 3 minutes, Coach. We'll be right back. We got to thank people for supporting us.
All time, that's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew has smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night, remember, at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniform, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. So come get equipped at Thompson Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York style, we are
Rhodington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherton at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And welcome back to the Coach and AD on the Call of the Monster Sports Report, all from
Center Sports Universe, live here at Coach's Corner.
And we got a lot going on. We thought we were going to return to the Soundgarden tonight, but they got a big meeting out back, so we're back in the lovely confines. It's like home sweet home. You know, we haven't been here in four weeks.
We've been on the road a little
bit. We've been on the road. We haven't been here in 4 weeks, and we did not call each other, but we're supporting our Herb brothers.
19th old
Coach's Corner. That's one of our shows.
A lot of fun.
Rubbing and Grubbing with Brandon Baines. He's another show on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7, and the podcast with the Ball Fanatic, who's on first base. The coach in the You got to be excited. We're talking football. We got the G-Day game today. We got the Blue and White game next week. We had Savannah State. Oh, boy. Tough loss the first one against West Alabama. Comes out, and I know they're a new program, Middle Georgia State, and they explode against them. I got to do the colors, so I got to critique
this
guy.
That's a lot.
I got to critique this guy coming out.
85.
Oh, I can critique how he handled it and all that other stuff. But
no, I'm critiquing. We put 85 points, bro. That's a lot of points.
But the Tiger Tamer was on. That's right. If you don't know who the Tiger Tamer is, Sean Quinn has done a great job. 7-3 2 years ago. Took over the job in 2019. It's a just great job. They released their schedule about a week ago, and I tried to get him on last week, short notice. He couldn't come on. But joining us now on the Coach's Corner hot seat, Savannah State University head football coach, the Tiger Tamer. Sean,
morning,
Quinn.
Guys. Morning, How's guys. How are you? How are you?
Hey, we're doing fine. It's a Saturday morning. We're talking local sports. Why not? Let's tackle the Savannah State 2021 schedule. But anyway, going back to doing the color, I think you did it very well, what you did trying to keep that score the way it is, because most people don't realize when you put in your second, your third, your fourth, and fifth, you can't tell those kids to go soft, right, Coach?
No, I mean, the challenge was trying to get the guys to play within the means of what you want to do. I told Russell, no throwing the football, but, you know, it was good to get a win. So those are good problems as a coach. You want to have those problems where you're trying not to run up the score. I'd rather be on that end than the other end. So it was a lot of fun.
Coach, talk about, you know, one, just the experience of getting back to play this spring after, what, I think it was like 400-something days.
511 days.
Yeah, 511
When they finally got to play home.
Off. What was it like finally for you, your coaching staff, the players, everybody's been just anticipating get back and feel. What was that feeling like to finally get out there and play, you know, two games and have a sense of normalcy?
You know, it was good. It's been a challenge to say the least, and probably pretty frustrating from our end because we felt like was our best team we've had since we've been here last fall. We had 138 guys on the team and a really good football team ready to go play some games, and we held out hope the last minute. So to get to do something this spring that was actually meaningful was exciting because it's really been almost 500 days since we played. So I was excited. It was a little bit rusty, you know, just getting out of the rhythm of a normal season and not doing it for almost a year and a half. So it was good to get that under our belt. And I told our players, I said, a lot of folks opted not to do this spring. And I said, this is going to pay dividends because all of our freshmen will have traveled. Some of our new coaches will have done work on the sideline. It just, the opportunity that we took in the spring where a lot of people stayed at home and played it safe and didn't decide to do anything, it's going to be an advantage for us, I think, in the fall.
All right, let's talk about your coaching staff because I had to talk to the real Coach DeMasi after the first game, and I said, Russell DeMasi is the offense coordinator. It's a new game here, Coach's Corner, Sean, so you won the bonus game, okay? But anyway, I said, Russell, take it, look at it as it's spring football. I know it hurts you. You want to make mistakes, but getting to evaluate your talent, your guys. I mean, how does your coaching staff fit into this plan? Not coaching for 479 days or 89 days or 500 days. How did your coaches handle this whole situation? I know I had to calm my young boy down, but I know you do a good job with him too.
I thought they did a good job. A lot of folks have no idea how shorthanded we were. We've got a number of positions open on our staff that haven't been filled. And so to go coach this spring, you know, Nate Baker had to coach the offensive line, the tight ends, all these positions. We didn't have a wide receiver coach. We didn't have a full-time offensive line coach. So really a lot of credit to the coaches because we were way shorthanded. We were down a couple coaches, and to do that with a smaller size staff than normal, I give those guys a lot of credit. And it was good just to evaluate them, how they do within games. And, you know, we took a lot of we've really probably broke these two games down more so than anybody else that we normally would, and really dissected how we're calling things, what we're doing, and how can we do it better. Because you don't ever want to think you got it all figured out, because You know, you look at Nick Saban, who's in his 70s, and he's still trying to refigure out how to be better. And so as a coach, you always want to try to reinvent yourself to how you can do something better than what you're doing, the way you're doing it right now.
And you're watching the Coach and AD on a Call the Monster Sports Report right here live at Coach's Corner in the Center Sports Universe. We're breaking down Savannah State football. Now we're going to get into the meat of the things, talking about the Savannah State 2021 schedule, which they haven't had a full schedule in like 530, 40 days. So you want to kick it off and give them the first one?
Listen, Nate, this is unbelievable coming out of the box. I know we talked about this probably a year ago. You had this game marked. You want to play this game. Talk about opening the season and what it's going to mean. I mean, you're talking about circling a game on the calendar to get prepared for. Coach Stroud talks about this at Calgary all the time. He goes, hey, I want somebody big coming out of the box. That way we're really mentally zeroed in all summer and, you know, fall camp getting ready for that game. And you got one, Coach. Valdosta State, going down Valdosta. What does that game mean for you guys in Savannah State?
Well, you know, a chance to play a really good football team, probably be ranked number one or two in the country, they will be. And, you know, we want to play those teams because we've got to kind of see where we're at. And if we have aspirations of being a postseason team, we feel like we got to go play the West Florida's, the Valdosta State's, West Alabama's, and people that are going to be top-notch competition outside our league. Our league is a new league, and we don't have a rep as a powerful league, and we want to, you know, change that reputation along with some other teams in our league that we've got a good league and we can be in one of the better leagues in Division II. So you want to go see where you're at with those guys. And, you know, our goal here at Savannah State is to play the West Georgias or play the other state schools in the state of Georgia and develop those rivalries, to have 9 games in Georgia and be able to recruit those areas and have some name recognition on the teams we're playing is big. You know, so we're going to play a lot of teams in Georgia that our guys are familiar with. It helps us in recruiting. Helps us with our travel. It helps us with our fans being able to attend. And it's a win-win-win. The days of playing the Delaware States and going playing these people all over that aren't close, those are need to be gone. We need to play regional. And as a university, we want to play those other state schools in our own state and compete against those guys week in and week out.
Hey, great lead into my question. You didn't even know I was going to ask this. All right. Talking about staying in state. You finally get Coach to stay in the lovely confines of the cage at T.A. Wright Stadium 6 times this season, and you finally get to play a SEAC West Division opponent. What does that mean to your program?
Well, you know, a couple things. You get to play 6 times. You get to stay in your own bed. You know, only have 4 road games is really a treat because in the past it's been 4 home games, you know, 6 or 7 on the road. And to get to play a Western Division team, you know, now you get to get some crossover. We didn't play any of those teams my first year here. So just a chance to go, you know, you have an opportunity to win your side of the league and compete for the whole thing and compete for playoffs. And our guys are excited about that. It's just good to have so many games in the state of Georgia. We got 9 of the 10 in the regular season are in the state of Georgia. We've only got 1 game out of state, and that's Kentucky. We got to go up to play Kentucky State up in Kentucky. So excited about that and just, man, we got a great state, a great area, and the fact that our fans can be at every one of our games and have great crowds is going to be awesome for us and our team.
You know, Coach, once again, we talk about just one more question about the schedule. Any future opponents already being decided for you guys? You see this a lot in bigger schools. Hey, they got games out now for 2032. You know, I'm sure you guys are not that far down the road, but any future games on the schedule that fans need to know about?
Well, you know, obviously we would like to have a yearly rivalry with Charleston Southern. That's one of our goals is to play them every year. They're right down the road. We've had some great battles with those guys. We couldn't work it out this past year. We're going to see if we can work it out in 2022. But obviously we want to play the West Georgias. We want to get, you know, as many. We've talked to all the Georgia schools that are in the state trying to work out playing those guys. You know, we'll play like a Florida A&M. I know we've got them on the schedule coming up in a couple years. But the SEAC is going to change the scheduling format next year. So that's kind of put a little bit of a kibosh, you know, on what we're doing moving forward. I know we've got Valdosta State where it's a home and home agreement. So our hope is we'll play every year. What we actually would like to do, I'll even talk about on the show. Nobody knows this is we're trying to start a Coastal Empire Classic down in Brunswick, where we have 2 SIAC teams and 2 Gulf South teams. We play each other every year. We're Valdosta State and us are 2 of those teams. And so nice. Myself and head coach at Austin State have been working on that. So that's something we'd like to do moving forward is play those classic games here, whether that be in Savannah or down in Brunswick, and kind of get those things going like a Coastal Empire Classic. So we got some things in the works, and, you know, a lot of it's premature. I'm probably not supposed to say anything. I'll get in trouble, but what the heck? We're all Saturday morning. We can go.
All right, last one for me, all right, off the Savannah State chart. If you could meet one head football coach that we consider a legend, who would it be, and what would you talk to him about?
That's a good one. It'd probably either be, you know, I guess it'd probably be Dabo Swinney. I just think I identify with his type of personality, his energy. You know, I got a ton of respect for Bill Belichick as a defensive coach and Nick Saban. I just would like to, you know, kind of get in Dabo's brain and sit down and pick his brain. I've met him, but never had a chance to sit down and just visit with him. You know, I'm fortunate. I have some privy to some really good head football coaches have been mentors. I mean, James Franklin has been phenomenal at Penn State with me, and all that we do here is based on some things I've kind of, you know, learned from him along the time, been able to visit with his staff every year and go up there and spend a lot of time. And he's opened his doors for years for me, but probably Dabo, just to kind of see, he's done such a good job, and he did it as an interim like I did, and just how he's continued to build the program week in and week out, and had fun in the process, because I've never been one of those coaches that wants to walk around with a sourpuss look on my face all day like a lot of these guys do. I want to enjoy what I'm doing, and my dad used to say, whistle while you work. We've tried to do that here and have fun in the process.
Sean, my last thing, it looked like yesterday a lot of the camp schedules got released for colleges. That, hey, people, you know, kids can come back on campus, have camps, things of that nature. What can we look for from Savannah State? Are we you gonna be able to have camps, bring kids on campus? What does that and recruiting look like for you guys going into the summer?
Well, we've got four camps coming up. We've got two in June, and we hadn't put it on the graphics. We're gonna have a 7-on-7 tournament here with a lot of the local schools on the 23rd of June and the 24th of June. We're gonna do that, open it up to everybody in this area. We're gonna do some 7-on-7 camps where it's basically you bring your school, brings your team in. And then July 9th and 16th, we've got our Friday night camps coming up. So we hadn't put those out yet, and we're just going through the whole COVID procedure. But we're going to do two camps in July, our Friday night, and they were well attended. And we'll have that open for all the high school guys, and excited about doing that. That's going to be really good. And then, you know, obviously in June, doing some 7-on-7 will be a bunch of fun.
Well, Coach, once again, it's been a lot of fun. It still is a lot of fun following what the Tigers are doing, and I'm glad that finally the coach came in and said, I got to recruit this area, because it's been a long time since the coach has done that. Keep it up. We'll be talking again, and as you say, go Tigers.
All right, brother. Appreciate you guys. Go Tigers. We'll see you next week.
Hey, enjoy the day.
Yes, sir.
The head Tiger Tamer himself. All right, Coach Quinn, always great to the show. Always. Come on. And help us out. And so just glad to have him. Hey, our next two guests are already in the waiting room, man.
Yeah, well, we got one that's having an unbelievable year out on the lacrosse field. And we got another guy that's the voice of Georgia Southern football at the stadium. It's an Eagle. Well, what is it? One more time, first down. What is it? How does it go again? That's another Eagle first down. Let him do it. He's on the way to a Little League opening day. So we got to get this done quick. But Sean Quinn, we appreciate it. Great job, Savannah State. Waiting in the waiting room is our next guest, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I got to slow down. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's having a phenomenal season on the lacrosse field. He gets to wear a special number. We're going to talk to him. That's Cal Bowers from Benedictine Military School. You're watching the Coach and AD on the Coach's Corner Sports Network on the Call of the Monster Sports Report. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with Cal Bowers of Benedictine.
All time, that's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew have smoked Boston Butch, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night and remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision: faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. From cutting it equipped at Thompson Sports Shop, new location, 6686 Abercorn Street.
That was a good one, man.
Yeah, he's great. He's always got info.
Saturday, locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies. Come see where everyone is a
yo.
Winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia. During this social distancing problem, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914. On the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com, to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we eat New York style. We are
Larry Italian City Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room.
Put something together for flag football.
At the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care
stuff,
and pain relief to help you move better,
yeah,
have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherton at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And good morning, sports fans. It's the Coach and AD on Call the Master Sports Sport, live from his favorite place,
Santa Sports University, here at Coach's Corner.
And of course, so we're here every Saturday morning. We've been doing this over a year now through the COVID-19 pandemic. And we got to thank you for following us or joining us. Remember, we're on the Call the Master Sports Sport Facebook page, the Coach's Corner Facebook page, Twitter at KD Sports Sport, YouTube at the Call the Master Sports Sport YouTube channel. And once again, whether it's a 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, one segment, or you come back and you listen to us on a podcast, we appreciate it. And that's what it's all about. And I know I'm a broken record, and I say this all the time. I got to make sure I always forget to do this. No. All right. It's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man's having a phenomenal year on the lacrosse field. 38 goals. I don't have his Effingham County stats yet. He didn't play against Islands, but he has 38 goals in 12 games. They're 5-0 in region. They'll play for the region championship next Friday night against Richmond Hill. Benedictine broke the rankings. They're ranked ninth, all right, in the A5A lacrosse division. But I got to tell you about this special award this young man received. He gets to wear the number 10. Number 10 is very close to everybody at BC. Number 10 is close to a lot of our kids that we know. Ricky McAllister died too soon. And his father, Dick McAllister, lacrosse coach at Benedictine, started the lacrosse program there. The lacrosse program has blown up. I call him the godfather of lacrosse in Savannah, because that's why we have high school lacrosse in Savannah, because his passion for the sport and to carry on his son's name is very special.
Foundation.
Ricky McAllister Foundation. And they do a lot of stuff. They educate kids on the effects of driving and everything else. Okay, they just spent, I think, 2 weeks ago at BC and St. Vincent's putting on a demonstration about driving your car under the influence. But anyway, number 10 is given to a senior every year. I think it's been going on since 2013 and 2014. Every year, the previous senior who wore number 10 picks a senior, a rising senior to do it. While this young next man was the recipient, he's wearing number 10. And just to let you know, the BC lacrosse team of 2012 honor their fallen cadet brother, Ricky McAllister, who was the class of 2013, by giving perpetual life to his chosen number 10. Each year on senior day, the outgoing senior who has worn number 10 will choose an incoming senior who feels represents the character traits that Ricky had. All right. Strength of character, leadership, friendship, and spirit playing the game of lacrosse. Well, this young man was chosen in January with this uniform. He's joining us now. This week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Benedictine Military School, Senior Cal Bowers. All right. Cal, how's it going?
Thanks for having me. Yes, sir.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to see you play against Islands because we know the situation. Islands is basically playing with a lot of younger kids, and your coach, Coach Peterman and Coach White have done a great job helping us out with that. And it was just something special. But going into your senior year, I mean, did you expect all this to happen, to wear number 10, to be the leader, score 38 goals? I mean, something special, eh?
Yes, sir. Last year we kind of ended our season early. It was kind of a weird year. We didn't get to play region champs. It was kind of just weird. But, it was a big honor to get the number 10. Means a lot to me. So just trying to make the best of this year.
Well, Cal, you know, we're going, like I said, you're in your senior year. You guys are in the home stretch now. You're getting ready to play for a region championship against Richmond Hill. What has been like this year as a senior? You know, you got to watch the seniors last year. Hey, didn't get to fulfill their senior year because of COVID. What's it been like for you guys in your senior class going through this process of having a senior year and getting to play and getting to finish out and playing a game you love? What has that meant to you and your guys at BC?
It feels good. Last year was just kind of, that last game. We didn't go back to school. But this year, it's great. We've been playing great. Our team's very good. We just got to finish out strong. We have two more region games left. We play Monday against Effingham and then Wednesday against Richmond Hill. So hopefully we can finish strong, beat those teams, and then move on to playoffs.
And like I said earlier, Coach McAllister, Ricky McAllister, they were the reason why that lacrosse has grown in this area. Another sport that high school students can get scholarships. When did you pick up the lacrosse stick? Did you start right away? So when did this all start for you?
I think it started in second grade. I used to play for Coastal Empire. We had a little team. We'd play at like the Landings Park. It was just a bunch of, I usually play with the older kids because there were no younger kids playing at the time. And then we had a Hancock lacrosse team in third grade. I played for them. And then after that, I stopped playing until freshman year high school and then picked it back up.
Wow. Picked it back up in your freshman year. And 38 yes, goals, and I mean, you got to be a great goal scorer. So, if I had to talk to Coach Peterman or Coach White, what would they tell me Cal's best lacrosse skill is?
Definitely dodging. I can, that's my thing. I usually just get the ball up at the top and try to dodge through some players and shoot. That's my go to usually.
And dodging is faking the opponent out, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to have great – my son plays lacrosse, and he's just falling in love with it as well. And you got to have great – handles. That's like basketball term. But you got to have great ability to have a stick in your hand and to maneuver, get through all the defenders that are trying to crush you as you're going through that. Cal, just talk a little bit about what's next for you, okay? You're a senior. Are you wanting to play lacrosse in college, or are you just going to pick a school and go? Talk about what's the future for Cal Bowers.
I'm going to be going to Georgia and studying environmental engineering there. I never really wanted to play any sport in college. I just kind of want to enjoy myself. So that's what I'm going to go do.
If they have club lacrosse, you going to jump into it?
Honestly, I might. I think it'd be pretty fun because they don't practice much. They just kind of have fun, do whatever. So I might try out for the team.
Go out there and give it a whirl. You're watching the coach and the AD on the call to my sports report live from the Center of Sports Universe, Coach's Corner. Once again, we got to thank John Henderson and Dell Henderson for letting us do this every Saturday morning. We're talking to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete, Cal Bowers from Benedictine Military School, senior lacrosse player, gets to wear number 10 proudly. So, tell us about the coaches at Benedictine Lacrosse, what they've meant to you, how they've helped you get to where you're at now.
They're kind of strict, but it's a good thing, I'd say. We used to have our conditioning coach, Mr. Knight. Oh, it was conditioning used to be so bad, running for hours, but it made us good. That's why we won region that year. You know, our coaches are really hard on us, but it just makes us very good. It brings us all together, and I really like them all.
Tell us about Dustin White. I mean, college scholarship, college lacrosse player, loves the game, spreading the word here throughout the city of Savannah. Tell us about Dustin.
Yeah, he came this year. It's good to have a younger coach. You know, you can kind of relate to him, have fun with him. He's a really good coach, too, and he's just really fun to be around, and he just makes everything a lot better. I think so.
Yeah, well, Cal, you know, we all know you got to have a great support system. Talk about what your parents have meant to you and, like, your growth in lacrosse and just in general support at home for what you're doing.
My parents are great. They come to every game. They used to take their weekends off to go bring me to lacrosse tournaments in Charleston and all around the Southeast. You know, they're just great. I used to have a neighbor that lived across the street that used to take me to practice every single day. He was awesome to have in my life. You know, grandparents come to every game. You know, they just support me all the way through. So it's very nice.
All right, now I'm going to throw one at you, and I know you'll catch it with a lacrosse stick. This is the first time I've been doing this. I put a new question in there. Can you describe your experience playing lacrosse at Benedictine in three words?
I would say it was awesome. That's what I'd say. It was fun, you know.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. That's
why it's going. It's just super fun. You know? All the kids, you know. Freshman year, I played JV. It was just super fun to get used to BC lacrosse. Sometimes we'd have practice with the older kids. You'd be super scared, all these huge kids running around, but it was just so much fun. And then each year you move up, become better friends with all the new kids, and it's just awesome. Very fun.
Three words. That's why this kid's going to be an environmental engineer.
That's right.
Quick, right off his feet. I mean, he also is playing the fastest sport on 2 feet.
Without a doubt.
All right. So once again, I love asking every cadet that comes on, what does it mean to go to BC? Forget about the athletics, the academics, but what is the culture over there that makes you guys love it so much?
Oh, it's super competitive. I think, you know, everything you do, we play basketball a lot. You know, even in classes, it's just super competitive. It just makes everyone better, I think. You know, you're with all your friends all day. You don't have any distractions with the girls. So, you know, it just makes everyone better, I think.
Sure. You know, Cal, and talking about that as well, you know, you talk about how you were as a young freshman playing and being nervous. You know, looking back now as a senior, what advice would you give to maybe a younger version of yourself or to a younger lacrosse player that's coming up? You know, whether it's at BC or just in general.
Definitely start working out. Freshman year, I was like super tall and just super skinny. And I was getting ran over every time. All the seniors were laying me out. So start working out, definitely.
Good advice.
Gym. Yes, sir.
All right. So you just said it. You're a skinny kid, freshman. So if you could go back in time and talk to yourself as a freshman, talk to yourself as a freshman, what is one piece of advice you would give yourself?
Try to not get mad at the coaches. Sometimes I would, you know, during conditioning, I'd, you know, we had a few kids that would kind of like mouth off, and, you know, I have sometimes too, and I just got to try to keep my cool and keep my composure during practice. Sometimes I get a little freak out a little bit.
Figured out.
You get some advice at home right now?
Yeah, my dad just came in. So.
Hey, what's up? Well, tell Dad hello for us. And listen, man, we're super proud of you. Hey, congratulations. We understand what wearing that 10 jersey is about. I'm sure on senior day you get to choose the next one, correct? You get to kind of pass that down. Sir. That's got to be a special occasion and a special moment for you guys at Benedictine.
Yes, sir.
Well, best of luck, because I know what it's like. You got Effingham Monday night. You got Richmond Hill Wednesday night for the region championship. You guys are finally broke the top 10 in the rankings from Score Atlanta. Keep the great work. I love watching the game. I never had a chance to play it. I took it in college as a major, the only school in Long Island that didn't have lacrosse, which is a hotbed for lacrosse. But it's a great game. I'm glad it's grown. I'm glad you're part of it. Once again, that number 10 in the McAllister Foundation and Coach McAllister has done a great job here. Keep it up. Make them proud. And as you guys say, go Cadets.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Appreciate it, Cal. Just a great opportunity there. Once again, you know, keep a legacy and tradition going on with Ricky McAllister. Wearing
oh, yeah.
10 is such a privilege at BC. And one, for Cal, for a guy like that, it's got to be awesome, one, to know that you get now pass something down that really is special. It's a culture thing as well. You know, you got a family that helped start lacrosse. And like I said, the McAllister Foundation, there's not a program in Savannah that's not been impacted by the McAllisters.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you firsthand, could not have been possible without McAllister Foundation.
Oh, yeah, same thing in Islands High School. That's the first person I went to when I had a bunch of kids saying, Coach, we want to start lacrosse. How do we do this? Went to Coach McAllister. And once again, you could tell he lives up to those qualities of being – the recipient of wearing that number 10. And every time I see BC, the first thing I look for is who's the kid wearing number 10?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you had former students, my son and his friends, they're all part of that Ricky McAllister group growing up. And it's just something, you know, you'll always remember, just like without Dustin Dalfini. So it's something special. Well, next up, we hope he comes back. The voice of the pretty little stadium in the United States, Paulson Stadium, the voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles. I'm tongue-tied today. I don't know why. Am I rushing?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you're okay. That. Maybe you need to get some of your big gulp over there, man.
Yeah, it's unsweet tea, so I don't have a kick with the sugar. But anyway, once again, the voice of Paulson Stadium. One more time, we'll have Robbie Ross talking about next week, the blue-white game, what he does there, what he thinks the Eagles are going to do this year. Once again, another program that hasn't played football in a long time. We'll be back with Robbie Ross, the voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles. You're joining us right here on the Call to Monster Sportsport. The coach and AD from
Sears Sports Universe live here at Coach's Corner.
3 minutes. We got to thank the people who support us.
Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running. And it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew has smoked Boston Butts, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night to remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision: faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniform, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. Come cutting it equipped at Thompson Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914 on the phone. Kabish, if you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rocky's Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. We ain't New York style. We are
Remington
New York.
Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can. At the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherton at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And welcome back to the Coach and AD on the Call of Demasi Sports Report, live here at the Center of the Sports Universe in Coach's Corner. We've been away for 4 weeks. We're finally back. We took off 1 week to spend some time, holiday time with the family. Yeah. But we've been at Rockies. We were at the Corn Ferry Tournament. Where else were we? There was another place we were. There was three places we were at. I do apologize, but we've been on the road for three weeks.
We have been on the road.
So once again. And so we're glad to be back, having a lot of getting old. I know the first one was the Corn Ferry, right? Wasn't it?
Corn Ferry.
Rockies. What are we missing?
What is it? Maybe I was out of town and you were in there.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was in the back. Right.
It was like 4 degrees that morning.
It's been 4 weeks since we've been back in home sweet home. And this is home sweet home. You want some wings. You want some tater tots. You want some burgers. You want some. Hey, the pizza's not bad. Take it from an Italian. The pizza is real good. Okay. So once again, it's all sports all the time here at Coach's Corner. And the old saying was sports, food, and fun since 1991. So 30-year anniversary here. Another big night in the Soundgarden tonight. Matchbox 2.0. If you love Hootie and the Blowfish, get out there.
Yeah, and so once you get your tickets.
They're sold out.
Sold out already.
Talking to the man himself, the boss, wow. John Henderson. I think they had 60 tickets sold Wednesday. It's now Saturday. It's all sold out. So, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to get in, but it's going to be a packed house here tonight. So check it out. We're waiting for the voice of the prettiest little stadium in the United States, coined by Irk Russell, Paulson Stadium. Okay, he's the voice of the stadium. You go in there and he says, one more time. Or it's another Eagle first down. That's a way for, but that kind of I guess close to what he's doing today. His son's Little League opening day.
Can't miss that. So but, we get him at scrape. Not. Well, we're going to start reviewing a little bit of Georgia Southern football, and we talk schedule with the Tiger Tamer himself, Sean Quinn. We're going to evaluate a little bit of Georgia Southern's football schedule.
We got to start next week.
Yeah, start next week. The blue-white spring game, all right, at Paulson Stadium.
And it's going to be on ESPN Plus also.
Nice.
Hey, ESPN Plus, I'm not only plugging in. I don't know what SCC Plus, if you want to do the G game thing, but ESPN Plus is only $4.95 a month. And you get every game you want to talk about. I mean, you want to watch Division II, Division III, you name it. Not none of these big boys like Alabama and Georgia. Notre Dame, I'm sorry, or North Carolina. But anyway,
Tar Heels.
You could watch it, and it's unbelievable. $4.95, you get to watch that game next week, okay? So check it out. But, you know, Georgia Southern, big-time football program, great vision by Irk Russell way back when in 1983 or 84, whatever it was, 6 Division II titles. They're trying to break it. They've won some big bowl games. They also beat Florida.
Drain the swamp, babe.
Drain the swamp. But they start out with Gardner-Webb, Florida Atlantic, and then they get Arkansas.
That's a big, big one as well. And what's great about these teams like Georgia Southern, you see they go and play the big boys. Yes, it's a money game as well for your program. But most of the time you're going to be, you know, national TV or you know, local syndicate to get to do that. Got Arkansas, then they get to the meat of their
– Sun Belt Conference.
Sun Belt, Fun Belt, baby. Louisiana. Arkansas State, 2 home games there. The Raging Cajuns come in. Then they go to Troy. Then they're at South Alabama. Then the big rival, in-state rival for them, against Georgia State. And then Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, defending Sun Belt, Fun Belt champions.
Who play on a teal football field. Oh.
It's beautiful, though. It's pretty. I've been there. It's nice.
Oh, let's go out to Idaho, where Boise State plays on a blue field. Who's the team that plays on a red field?
That is Eastern Washington.
Oh,
Now, that's a little bit too much.
I'm sorry. I love the AstroTurf. Calvary Day School, Islands High School, Memorial Stadium, Benedictine now. I mean, unbelievable. But it looks like grass.
We almost did a purple field.
Oh.
We almost did it. Really, we really did. We were really thinking about, hey, just totally be different. Do a purple field, gold end zones. We were that close.
Okay, but look at the last game of the year. Who's coming to town? Who's coming to the borough?
BYU.
Brigham Young, one of the best football programs, and they've been a solid NCAA Division I football program forever.
Yeah.
But lately they've been at the top of the list.
They're getting ready to produce probably number two quarterback, Zach Wilson.
You think he's number two?
I don't think he's number two, but I think his I think what people see in him is another Josh Allen.
Okay.
Is what people see, because his arm is phenomenal. People talk about, hey, he didn't, Brigham Young, hey, they got beat by Coastal Carolina, whatever. Hey, you can go ahead and you talk about Josh Allen, Wyoming schedule as well. But arm talent is arm talent, and you can't teach it.
No.
And he's got it. It's like Holmgren at BC.
Right.
Listen, Holden can throw it 75-plus yards. Mm-hmm. He's got a house of arm. He can throw it through a wall. He's 6'2", 6'3", prototypical quarterback. You can't teach arm talent, guys. We're learning that. I'm seeing that as a young quarterback coming up.
Yep.
We got another one at Calvary Day School, Jake Merklinger, who won the MVP of the Next Gen Showcase. You can't teach arm talent. Got it or you don't.
You don't got it.
You got it. So BYU's coming to town. And then do they go to Happy Appy?
No, they don't have – yes, they do. They go to Boone.
Go to Boone, North Carolina. Hey,
Coastal Carolina, Texas State, Brigham Young, and App State. Final four games for the Eagles.
That's a big gauntlet right there. And got to go to San Marcos, Texas and play, which is right. Not easy to do as well. But at least a little bit later in the year, won't be 100 degrees in San Marcos. But they go up to Happy Appy, Boone, in late November. You could see some snow, some freezing rain, things of that nature. Tough place to play. Now, looks like it's over Thanksgiving weekend.
It is. It is Thanksgiving
weekend. So, might not be as packed in Boone.
Oh, believe me. If I'm a student in App State, I'm not going home.
Yeah, I'm staying for that game for sure.
I'm not going home. I'm staying for that game. So that'll be a lot of fun to see. So Robbie Ross was supposed to come on. Maybe we can get him to come on. Are we going to be back Wednesday night? I don't have anything Wednesday night.
I'm hosting state playoff games, man. I got two state playoff games. I'm hosting both boys and girls are two seeds at Calvary Day School. So
Wednesday, you already got it set up?
Yes.
All right. I got mine set up for Friday, but go ahead.
So we're going to host a doubleheader.
Right.
So we're going to host, looks like, Eagles Landing's girls.
Right.
Thanks to Scott Queen, one of my good friends, and another athletic director, Elka. He's just a phenomenal human being. Yeah, I was like, hey, man, do you mind us playing a doubleheader? I said, maybe you can share a bus with Landmark Christian boys. Here he's like, they talk about rivalry. They'd be like us and Christian sharing a bus going somewhere.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
So, we'll get him back on maybe next Saturday as well.
Right. So if Robbie Russ, if we can get him on sometime, maybe we'll kick off the show next week. The blue-white game doesn't happen till 1 p.m., so maybe we can get him on next Saturday at 9:15 first, and he can give us a breakdown of what's going on over there. Hey, I understand your kids come first.
He has without a doubt.
Little League opening day. Play ball. You got to go, okay? So one last break because we got to get out of here. Then we'll come back in three out the door. You're listening to the Coach AD on a Call DeMasi Sports Report. Chad Griffin, Call DeMasi, right here, AD Coach. AD Coach, we could just swap roles. That's why the last two Wednesday nights and three Wednesday nights in a row for him, we've had something to do. So we'll let you know if we're going to do some sort of Wednesday night live update. Maybe we'll bump it to Thursday night. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but we'll be back in 3 minutes. We got to thank our guests once again because they make it happen, especially John Henderson and Coach's Corner. We'll be back. I get to grill him this week.
I'm starving too.
Yeah, there's no food going here yet. You gotta love technology.
That's Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder why. Sports, live music, delicious and generous portions of pub food, all for our fans. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. It's always game time at Coach's Corner. Pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite team, and pick a TV, and Coach's Corner is your place. Coach's Corner is always open for lunch, dinner, and now breakfast, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10:30. But remember, Coach's Corner still has takeout service. John Harrison and Coach's Corner crew have smoked Boston Butts, ribs, and chicken on the grill. You can place your order by calling Coach's Corner at 912-352-2933. That's 912-352-2933. As always, make it a night to remember at Coach's Corner.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision: faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. That's 351-2299.
For over half a century, it comes in uniform, sporting goods, or trophies. Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson's Sports Shop. Come cutting it equipped at Thompson's Sports Shop's new location, 6606 Abercorn Street, Suite 102 in Savannah. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, come see where everyone is a
Yo,
winner.
You still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia, during this social distancing problem. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914. On the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering goods delivered, go to savtakeout.com, savtakeout.com, to place the order. Remember, Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, we ain't New York style, we are
Wellington
New York.
Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room? If you can, at the Wellington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care and pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier lifestyle. The Wellington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs.
And once again, welcome back to the Coach and AD. Little blip there. Once again, the Coach and AD, Carl DeMasi, Chad Griffin on the Coach's Corner Sports Network, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report here every Saturday morning. Don't forget, we got shows on the Coach's Corner Sports Network. You got Rubbin' and Grubbin' Wednesday night with Brandon Baines. You got us Wednesday night, usually with a Wednesday night live, but being ADs and coaches, the last three Wednesday nights have been crazy with playoff games, region games. We'll try and come back next week, okay? And then, of course, we come back here Saturday mornings. Then don't forget, we're representing, and we did not call each other the Herb Brothers. And you know what? I enjoyed that.
That was fun, that was, man. They were great. One, we got to learn about a little bit of their history and their background here in
Savannah. Brent Herb, I didn't know he was a 1993 state champion golfer, and they got a keychain.
Come on, man. Can't get some bling for a state championship.
You can't
ring?
Get a ring? Oh, that's my marriage ring.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have any ring. Don and Russell both have two each. You got yourself a championship ring. How many you got?
I have three volleyball, one flag, and then a conference championship at Stetson.
Okay. So he's got some bling. But anyway, that was great. The 19th hole, they'll be back. What's the next one? Is it the PGA Open?
No. So it goes
Masters.
Masters, British, US,
and then PGA. PGA. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
So they can do four shows now out in the Henderson Cabin, or the Butler Cabin, as up there in good old Augusta. So we couldn't go out there this morning. We were going to go back into the beautiful confines of the Soundgarden at the Henderson Cabin. Is it still up?
I'm not sure.
Right? But we'll find out. But once again, and then, of course, a podcast with good old my buddy, the baseball fanatic, who his Cubbies took it on the chin four times.
Hopefully they get taken on the chin.
They got hit four times yesterday. So, but anyway, the Braves won last night 5-2. So we're in full swing. Hey, the Braves are, they're going to be all right, okay? The Hawks, yes, the Hawks are in first place, fourth in the Eastern Conference. Okay. Falcons are going to draft somebody at the end of the month, okay? College football, we got the G game today. We got the blue-white game next week. Savannah State just finished. We got high school playoffs galore. So we got a lot going on for us to talk about. All right, but this is where we take three steps out the door. I get to grill him this week with three questions related to sports or some other kind of thing. But I'm going to keep mine to sports this week.
Right.
Okay. If you could help one player whose career was cut short because of injuries and would make them a Hall of Famer, whether in any sport you want to, who would you pick?
Well, talking about players
– and this one's fun. This is off the cuff. We don't
– so, so talking about players that career was cut short, I mean, they're still Hall – I don't know the Hall of Fame players. But
whoever.
Someone who you'd like to see their career play out without injuries is Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt,
without
number
a doubt.
One, man, what he was doing on the football field and on the baseball field, I'll never forget, you know, the All-Star game you see
right.
with Ronald Reagan up there with Vince Scully and Bo Jackson's league. Off, he had like 27 home runs before the All-Star break. It's some incredible number, and leads off against who was it from San Francisco that's pitching? Not Horschel, but anyhow.
So anyway,
but he hits a bomb.
Zito? Away,
no, yeah. This is back in the '80s. So hits a bomb straightaway center, like 450, and you just hear Ronald Reagan go, "Oh my." You know, and but Bo Jackson, someone you'd love to see what their career would look like played out from that standpoint. So without Jack, man, Bo was incredible. What he could have been like, staying healthy, football and baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you just talked. You know, of course, Deion Sanders did both. Okay, how many other athletes did both? I mean, those are the two that only stand out to me.
Didn't Ron Gant play both? Who played for the Falcons and the Braves?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there's
right, there's three. Can't think of many more, can you?
No, not many more. They did well.
So they did it well. They played both sports or two major sports. All right. So we're going with Bo Jackson. All right. Second one. Now, if you could sit down, okay, with your sport, one soccer coach that you would love to sit down and talk sports with, just like I asked Sean Quinn, that's where I got the thought from, okay?
Yeah.
So if you could sit down with one soccer coach, because that's your sport, okay?
Yeah.
I mean – Go to his webpage or go to his Facebook page and see the Pembroke boys. Look for the chubby guy in the back. Okay, that's why he played goal. I mean, no, I'm only joking. No, so.
Hey, I was a fit. I was a fit 168.
I'm only joking.
I was a fit 168.
You had some skills back there. But if you could sit down with one soccer coach and just pick his brain about life, soccer in general, who would that be?
Well, I got the privilege of when I was in college to work camps at UNC Chapel Hill. I would have worked for free and probably did half the time. Two great mentors for me was one, Elmar Bolovich, who was the head coach at UNC at the time. They gave me the opportunity to work camps. He was phenomenal. You talk about a guy who sat down with his coaching staff every night at camps, would talk to you about everything under the sun. But I come from the Anson Dorrance School of Coaching. Anson, big time, I mean, Hall of Fame coach for girls soccer at North Carolina, more national championships you could ever imagine. But I got to work Anson's camps as well, almost for free. But just to be there and listen to him break down stuff. And, I mean, how I coach today, we don't practice more than an hour and a half. I can't do an hour and a half. I'm wasting time somewhere. And everything we do in practice is modeled after UNC women's soccer.
Nice.
And he was just great. But Coach Bolovich was one of my great mentors. To go back and talk to him, he left UNC, went out to Creighton. And still done a phenomenal job out there. And then Anson was phenomenal for all the young coaches as well. I mean, he had 500 kids a week come into
right.
camp, and so you had coaches from all over working his camps just to be around and listen to him talk about what made women's soccer so prevalent.
Okay. So there's two down. Now, of course, I'm a baseball fanatic, and we got to go back to last week because last week was Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah.
You don't know about Jackie Robinson. He's the one that broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. If you could sit down with Jackie Robinson, what would that conversation be about?
Man, just how he mentally...
And you know where he's from. He was born in Cairo, Georgia.
Yeah, Certmakers.
Then he went out to California.
Certmakers.
Go ahead.
But just how he mentally handled... I know there were struggles there, obviously some struggles. But to have the mental fortitude to not fold, to not give in, to... have enough confidence in who you are, knowing not just America was watching you, but how
the
world was watching you and how you responded to things, all the negativity, the bad, how you handle that. Because I think what happens in today's world, I'm not saying overreact, but he handled things in such a way. He was representing generations and future generations of players and people. And just how he did that and his mental fortitude, his mental toughness, you know, what he attributed to that and how that was. I think that was the biggest thing. How do you mentally handle things of that nature? And I think it'd just be great advice for us all today on how we could be better at just life in general.
He didn't run away from me. He took it like a man. He took it peacefully. He did the right thing. And later on in his career, he spoke up.
Without a doubt.
He did what he had to do. And, that's the one thing I wish I could do. I wish I could sit down with one of the greatest athletes, no matter whether he was white, black, or Asian, or whatever, and just pick their brains about what they lived through. I mean, like Muhammad Ali sticking up for, I'm not going to war. I'm not killing people.
You can take the championship belts away from me all you want. That's not going to change who I am or what I believe and really suck up for his beliefs.
Right.
And so, without a doubt, the people that hold to their core values of what they truly believe and is willing to sacrifice whatever it is to for that,
right?
Those are just, I mean, those are ones that are generational that you'll read about in history books forever.
I don't have to even be sports. I'd love to sit down with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or I'd love to pick Abraham Lincoln's brain. You know, I mean,
oh man, that's one of my favorites. I've read about every book there is about Lincoln as a history teacher. And just, you know, what he was trying to do in going back and talking about the 13th Amendment.
Right.
He did not care.
History teachers coming out.
You know, he did not care what it was going to take to get 13th Amendment back. But he knew we could not. Slavery would be a stain no matter what if we did not get 13th Amendment passed. And that was one thing he said over and over, over again. And he ended up getting killed for it. But I mean, it set the tone for generations to come. So I could see you're talking about Lincoln.
We
can forever
talk about history, but we need somebody to come back, whether they're white or black. We need a president that's going to take what Lincoln had to deal with, what Roosevelt had to deal with, and bring this country back. That's my political input right there on the show, because I don't get into politics. But we need a man or a woman to bring this country together, and that's the biggest problem right now. And you're a history buff. It goes in cycles.
I mean, every president has – here's what I want people to understand about the presidency is the office itself is always bigger than the person that holds it. And you can have all these things that you want to do, but until you get in that office, it becomes a whole different manner.
Right.
It's just like coaching as well.
Yep.
I mean – being an assistant coach and being a head coach are two different things.
Yep.
You know, we had a situation last night, and one of my assistant coaches came to me and was like, man, I don't know how'd you handle that? Because there's no way I would have handled that the same way you handled it. I said, well, it's different sitting over there when you're assistant, and you get to think in a certain manner than when you're the head coach, and you got to think in a 30,000-foot view all the time. And so that's just life in general, man.
Yeah, man. So, once again, see, we don't have to talk all sports here. We could talk a little history with this history buff. So, plus, I'm a big fanatic in American history.
Oh, without doubt.
Another person I would like to talk to with someone taking their life away was Lou Gehrig. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Here you are. You're in the midst of your greatest part of your career, and you get stricken with Lou Gehrig's disease. So, there's just so many other situations of people we could sit down and talk to. And, you know, can't do it, but you know what? They're here in our mind, they're here in our heart, and that's why we do what we do. We live by what they've taught us.
Without a doubt, man.
So, all right, well, great show tonight again. Great show today again. It's up in the air. Probably, maybe if he can twist his arm, maybe Thursday. I don't have anything Thursday. You have anything Thursday?
Host is crossed because it's hosting Friday. They have Prime Friday, right. So we moved it to Thursday. We're in a meeting this week. Admin meeting, and they're talking about we're going over calendar stuff. And so, well, you know, there's always things changing. I'm like, yes, yeah, so here's situations for next week. And they're like, they should have asked, like, welcome to the world of being athletic director.
Yeah, I know. I got to pass
so
that on.
So maybe
to my guy.
We could possibly record something.
We can record something.
You know?
Yeah, we can do that. I can find time during the day. You can find time during the day.
I can carve out 30 minutes, man, anywhere.
So we can carve it out.
Done.
We'll have something for you next week because, I've had a couple people ask me, are you coming back Wednesday nights? Well, we'll figure out something.
Hey, so we talk about anything else this weekend besides Matchbox? Is that it? That's the only concert?
That's the only thing I know of. I don't know if there's anything Sunday. But the big one's tonight, the concert's tonight. Don't forget, we got a lot going on in Savannah today. Go over to BC, Benedictine at 11 o'clock. You got the Gaelic Games, the Gaelic Athletics Association has grown from 8 people to close to 40 people. They're playing Gaelic curling and Gaelic football. Okay.
Is that the Ravo Orlando?
Yes, I think that's what they're bringing up.
That's a big Ravo right there.
Habersham School's taking on Islands High School in baseball over at Islands. Well, you can't go watch Benedictine because they're traveling up to Bishop England. I got to watch Mr. Holton pitch the 15 strikeouts in 6 innings. So, and there were 14 scouts in stands.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that in a long time. So, and then South Effingham has a game over there who's been hot, been on fire. So check that out. That Region 6 baseball won't be decided next week. There's 3 teams playing for that first place spot.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable shakeup there.
Richmond Hill and South Effingham are going to go at it.
Woo.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Coach Strickland, hey, the premier bananas guy, the first guy that took over the bananas for the Breakfast Bowl last year.
Nice, man.
Then he puts on the tools of ignorance, but not the kitchen tools. The umpire back there, too. So once again, we're glad you could join us. And like we say every week, we got to thank John Henderson, Adele Henderson, letting us do this. We're all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. And, you know, whatever you may be doing today, to hit it out of the park. But until we see you again or talk to you again, may you be your best week together. What do we got to do? We didn't bring our stuff with us. What do
we got to do? Got a mask up. Continue to wash our hands. Social distance. Get the vaccine. It's coming, guys.
Oh, vaccine in the back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was it Tackle Health?
Yes, Tackle Health.
Tackle Health in the back of the Sound Garden. You come in, go down a dirt road. You'll see a little portable office back there. They were doing COVID testing. Now they're doing COVID vaccines. Check it out. And some insurances cover it. So check it out. You come right down here to Coach Corner. Get tested for COVID or get vaccinated for COVID. So whatever you may be doing.
Come in here and eat.
Or you can come in and eat like we want to do.
Recover.
But, you know, don't forget breakfast Monday through Friday, 6 to 10:30. His favorite dish.
Country ham.
I had that one morning when I met someone else here. Sorry, I didn't bring you with me. But, I mean, it was delish. It was delish, okay? And once whatever you may be doing this week may be your greatest week ever or your best week ever. Whatever it may be. Hey, we're out of here, right?
Get out of the park, babe.
All right, let me get it set up. Okay, once again, here we go. God bless.
We'll see you soon, guys.
We'll talk to you during the week with a lot of more news.
Yep.
We'll get it to work.
Button stuck here. He was just like looking at what it is.
Why isn't it closed?